Again, my name is Lawson Priest. I am a graduate student at the University of Arkansas pursuing a master's degree in weed science. Today, I want to start off with an image. This image was taken in northeast Arkansas. We established a trial in this production field. In the trial, we applied a 3X rate, or a pound and a half AE, of dicamba. And as you can see here, we suffered an escape. The point I'm trying to make here is not that we have dicamba resistance in Arkansas. The point I want to make is no matter how effective a single mode of action is when we apply it, we have a chance for an escape to occur. So we want to look at different options, like multiple tank mix options or multiple modes of action in a single tank mix. Or we want to look at sequential applications, which is what my trial is going to look at today. It's going to look at controlling Palmer amaranth with tank mixes of glufosinate, dicamba, and 2,4-D. We'll also apply these treatments sequentially, so we can look at those two details. And then the data we collected from this trial will also be a good comparison between the Enlist, ExtendFlex, and Liberty Link technologies. So why are we conducting this type of research in Arkansas? Well, it's known to many that Palmer amaranth has multiple resistance to ALS, DNA, EPSBS, and PPO herbicides. So it is important to look at what effective modes of action we have left and how those compare in tank mix options between the Liberty Link, Enlist, and ExtendFlex programs. It's also important to know the efficacies of these programs that we have so we can rotate these effectively throughout growing years. So these are the three programs that we have that I've mentioned previously. You can see the ExtendFlex here offers dicamba or glufosinate for effective mode of action for Palmer amaranth. I say or here because dicamba and glufosinate cannot be tank mixed together due to label restrictions. So Liberty Link offers glufosinate, as many of us know, and the Enlist program offers glufosinate plus 2,4-D, and I say plus because those are compatible tank mix options and gives us two effective modes of action for Palmer amaranth. Which leads me to my hypothesis that two effective modes of action, that being 2,4-D and glufosinate, will result in the best control of Palmer amaranth. And the objective of this study was to evaluate tank mixes of glufosinate, dicamba, and 2,4-D's ability to control Palmer amaranth. So here are two aerial images taken with a UAV of my independent trials here. You can see that we have a pretty evenly distributed weed population across this trial. Again, this population does have PPO resistance, EPS resistance, and EPSBS resistance, and ALS resistance confirmed in this field. So the first trial I want to talk about, we're going to refer to as the late treatment trial, where we looked at control of 5-inch Palmer amaranth. The second trial I want to talk about is the salvage treatment trial, which we looked at controlling 16-inch Palmer amaranth. It's important to note here that after we made our applications on 5-inch Palmer amaranth, we came back to this field 6 days later and saw that the plots right next to it had reached 16 inches in height. Again, that's a six-day period that we went from 5-inch Palmer amaranth to 16-inch Palmer amaranth, so timing is very, very important. So here's an independent plot in this trial. Again, we conducted our plot work on a two-row plot size by 20 foot long. We made all of our applications with CO2 pressurized backpack sprayers with the correct nozzles, delivering 15 gallons per acre. So moving right along to my herbicide treatments, you can see here in treatment one, we have Interline at a normal rate, 29 ounces of an acre, and then Interline, which contains glufosinate at a high rate with 43 ounces an acre. It's important to note here that you can utilize the 43 ounces an acre of Interline sequentially, long as you delay your second application by 10 days. The Enlist One program offers 2,4-D, which is an effective mode of action on Palmer amaranth, and the Extendimax offers dicamba, which is also an effective mode of action on Palmer amaranth. We applied Enlist One and Extendimax in combination with the Interline at the normal and high rate. However, today I'll not be able to show you the Interline plus Extendimax combinations due to those tank mix label restrictions that I talked about previously. So my data was analyzed with ANOVA and jumped 12.1, and means were separated with Fisher's predicted LSD with an alpha value of 0.05. So moving right along into the results, if you allow me to set up this graph for you, on the x-axis you can see our treatments. You can see 2,4-D alone, dicamba alone, so on. And on the y-axis you can see the percent control of Palmer amaranth from 0 to 100, 100% being complete control of that weed species. The only important thing I want to note here on this data set of the late treatment trial, which is 5-inch Palmer amaranth after a single, or 2 weeks after a single application, is that our auxin herbicides were significantly lower than the glufosinate or glufosinate plus 2,4-D here in this data set. So moving along in the 5-inch Palmer amaranth trial or the late treatment trial, this is going to be 3 weeks after the second application. The one important thing that I want to note off this data set is that glufosinate here at the high rate plus 2,4-D was the only acceptable level of control that we saw between the two trials that I conducted. This treatment did reach 100% control, which is what we are trying to do when controlling Palmer amaranth due to soil seed bank management strategies and other integrated weed management strategies. So here's some images from the 5-inch Palmer amaranth trial that I conducted. As you can see on your left side of the screen, the 2,4-D plus 1X glufosinate, again, that being two effective modes of action, did provide very good control of Palmer amaranth. Again, this is 21 days after the second application here, so it did take two applications to get to this point. And then dicamba here, you can see three misses in this plot. And although this plot was rated at 97%, this is why we're looking for the 100% control in these trials that we're conducting, because three escapes or 97% control translates to about 1,000 Palmer amaranth an acre. That is why 97% is unacceptable. So moving along to the salvage treatment trial, this is going to be 2 weeks after the first application. And you can see how drastically our control dropped, even 6 days from the previous application that we made in the 5-inch Palmer amaranth trial. Again, no control reaching over 60%. So timing is very critical. So moving along to the second application, or 3 weeks after the second application data set of 16-inch Palmer amaranth. Now this data set is very, very important. This is where we saw the best letter separation from our data set due to the stress we applied on these herbicides due to the weed size. So you can see here that 2,4-D and dicamba were the lowest, dicamba being the Xtendflex option, and then glufosinate at a normal high rate being the best level of control being the Liberty Link technology. And then glufosinate in combination with 2,4-D receiving the highest level of control. And again, that's two effective modes of action there, and that would be representative of the Enlist program. So here's some images from the salvage treatment or control of 16-inch Palmer amaranth trial. And this is going to be 2 weeks after the sequential application was made. You can see 2,4-D plus interline at the high rate did have good control on this crop. Palmer amaranth, I do not want to say great control, and then dicamba is an obvious miss here. So moving on to my conclusions, there's really three things I want to drive home. First of all, combinations of two effective modes of action, especially 2,4-D and glufosinate, resulted in the highest level of control of Palmer amaranth. So I failed to reject my previous hypothesis. And that being said, that two effective modes of action in a tank mix will greatly increase your control of Palmer amaranth. Also, optimal weed height within all programs tested should be followed, 2 to 3 inches. And I want to emphasize how important timing is on these applications. So practical implications. How can we take what we learned from this data set and apply it to the modern day farm? Well, first of all, we know that tank mixes containing two effective modes of action will result in a higher level of control of Palmer amaranth. And also the timing of application, which I mentioned previously, is very important in the level of control you will see. And an increase in glufosinate rate, tank mix, or alone increases levels. We need to utilize that 43 ounces an acre in those special situations. And again, that can be made sequentially as long as you delay your second application 10 days. And it's also important to note from the data that I collected that sequential applications were needed for all herbicide treatments that were applied. So for future research, we definitely need to evaluate the tolerance level of Palmer amaranth to these post-emergent herbicides that we have today and do dose response analysis and make sure we're not seeing shifts in our population. And we also need to incorporate multiple effective modes of action into herbicide programs that only contain one available mode of action or no tank mix mode of action or no two tank mix modes of action available. Again, I would like to thank the contributors, the University of Arkansas, the weed science colleagues, and my major professor. At this time, I take any questions.
All right, we have about 4 minutes for questions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what's the status of that, and for research purposes at a meeting like this, would it not be okay to present that data?
So the question is it okay to present the data on an illegal tank mix combination, and what the standing is of that tank mix, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we did not want to display that data here because that's not something growers will be able to utilize in any future standing to come. We do not ever expect to see a label that will allow that tank mix combination. We have done some work at the University of Arkansas looking at delay or applications of glufosinate and dicamba separately, so we wanted to look at them combined for that comparison between data sets.
So you don't expect
that to happen? No. I do not do.
What's the reason?
Well, the reason is something I really don't want to get into, but technically it is not an increase in volatility. There's no current EPA restrictions that affect or that restrict volatility of dicamba or any herbicide of that fact. It actually changes the particle size of the herbicide as it leaves the nozzle. So you get more fine particles and increased physical drift at that time. That is why it's not a current label or currently labeled in crop use today. Yes, sir. Oh, I do not have this in this data set. No, sir. So, so the question was, do I have a treatment that I applied dicamba and then follow it by glufosinate, correct? So we can. What I know from the data that we've collected from other trials, I do not have a treatment like this in this trial, is that when glufosinate is applied first, followed by dicamba, we see a reduced efficacy of control. I know I switched those, but if we apply dicamba followed by glufosinate, I'm not really sure what happened, and I really do not want to misspeak in front of people. Yes, we do see a decrease in control. I believe that was a TTI nozzle. I have to go back and check the protocol. Again, the question was, what nozzle did I use for the 2,4-D plus glufosinate tank mix combination?
Yes.